She has kept herself busy by sewing military uniforms in an emergency workshop that the authorities set up in a factory in Stepanakert, the capital of Nagorno-Karabakh. When the building shook on a recent afternoon with the rumble of a nearby explosion, she barely skipped a beat and kept on sewing. "War is probably the most terrible thing in the world," Miss Titanian said. "All the most horrible things that man ever created rear their heads in their most horrible manifestation. For the region's populace, the war is a continuation of an on-off violent strife over both territory and history, with roots going back more than a century. Armenians and Azerbaijanis lived side by side in the Soviet days until conflict over the disputed mountain territory called Nagorno-Karabakh exploded in the late 1980s into riots, expulsions, and a years-long war. Nagorno-Karabakh has been effectively independent since Armenia won the war in 1994 after the deaths of some 20,000 and the displacement of about 1 million people, mostly Azerbaijanis. Azerbaijan launched its offensive on September 27th and began making small territorial gains, backed by intense artillery fire and precision drone strikes. Armenia's limited air defenses have failed to stop the drones, but its troops, bolstered by volunteers and conscripts, have slowed the Azerbaijan advance. In some parts of the front, Armenians have dug new trenches and killed large numbers of Azerbaijani soldiers attempting to advance on foot, according to Armenian accounts. Azerbaijan, an oil and gas hub on the Caspian Sea, has deployed superior firepower using advanced drones and artillery systems it buys from Israel, Turkey, and Russia. But 3 weeks into the conflict, Azerbaijan has failed to convert that advantage into broad territorial gains, indicating that a long and punishing war looms. It could morph into a wider crisis, pitting Azerbaijan's main partner, Turkey, a NATO ally, against Russia, which has a mutual defense alliance with Armenia.